Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 253, The Most Important and Most Forgotten Part of Your Productivity by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
How's it going, Life Optimizer? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read to you from really amazing blogs that have given me permission to do so. It's so amazing how many authors have joined this mission to bring blogs to audio, and the quality of these authors is so good. I'm super thankful. And if you didn't know, I'm Justin Mollick. I started this as a way to confront my performance-based anxiety, or at least to help come to terms with it. Anyway, today's post is from one of our newest authors to join, Kalen Bruce of Money Mini Blog. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Most Important and Most Forgotten Part of Your Productivity by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. I've written plenty of articles on productivity, and I have read thousands. I've read articles, books, guides, pretty much anything you can think of, but I've noticed there's something that gets skipped over a lot. This is probably the most important part of productivity, yet it's usually mentioned in a sentence or two and then forgotten. What is this mysterious piece of the puzzle? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. Your energy. That's it. The most important element of your productivity is your energy level. Without energy, nothing gets done. Most of the time, this gets dismissed by a simple, of course, you need to eat right and exercise, or something along those lines. That's not enough. This is a vital aspect, seriously. How can you utilize the latest productivity hack or advice if you don't even have the energy to get off the couch? Now, I didn't write this to only tell you what the problem is. I'm going to give you the solution too. Chris Bailey conducted a year of productivity experiments. In his findings, he realized that all of the productivity advice he consumed and wrote about over the course of that year could be categorized into three areas: time, attention, and energy. Of course, we have to have the time to do what needs to be done, and your level of attention is directly related to your level of energy. Now that I have your time and attention, see what I did there? I'd like to dive straight in and tell you what you need to know about increasing your energy levels, because without energy, productivity advice is useless. Energy is not all about sleep. Energy has less to do with sleep than you may think. Sure, you need to get enough sleep and try to plan your sleep around your sleep cycles, about 90 minutes each, which means sleeping in multiples of 90 minutes. Example, 6 hours, 7.5 hours, 9 hours. You'll also want to limit your caffeine, alcohol, and heavy meals before bed and make sure you have a good mattress. Other than that, your energy is about how you live your day. New research suggests that exercise can fight fatigue better than taking naps and sleeping more. Exercise boosts your energy levels. If you wake up feeling tired, try going for a walk or doing some jumping jacks, then see how you feel. Trust me, it works. In studies where groups have tried exercising versus not exercising when tired, the first group was shown to have more energy. I think this sums up the typical thought process against exercising when tired. Too often, we believe that a quick workout will leave us worn out, especially when we are already feeling fatigued, said researcher Tim Pitts in a news release. Dr. Pitts recently completed his doctorate at the university and is the lead author of the study. He continues, "However, we have shown that regular exercise can go a long way in increasing feelings of energy, particularly in sedentary individuals." There you have it. Exercise is key to more energy, but that's not all. Your diet is equal, if not more important. Enough with the studies, research, and quotes from the docs. Here are several ways to increase your energy. Number one, strategize your caffeine consumption instead of overdoing it. Number two, exercise first thing in the morning, even if only for a few minutes. Number three, drink lots of water, especially right after you wake up. Number four, keep early morning meals light. Think smoothies, fruit, and vegetables. Number five, Consume less heavy carbs, for example, white bread or flour, simple sugars, etc. 6, don't hit the snooze button. It will only make you feel more groggy. 7, when all else fails, take a nap or tie this in with 1 and take a coffee nap. If you really want to take your productivity seriously and get stuff done, you need to work on increasing your energy levels. Sleep right, eat right, and exercise. That's really what it's all about. Even if you work a desk job, you can still get up and take a walk every couple hours. That'll bring some energy back to your day. As far as eating right goes, I personally know that I feel better than ever when I'm eating a paleo-based diet. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, and meat. No heavy grains, heavy starches, or simple sugars. That works for me. Find what works for you. Likewise, a green smoothie can give you the same boost as a cup of coffee. And remember to plan your meals around your productivity. If you want to be productive, focus on your energy. You just listened to the post titled "The Most Important and Most Forgotten Part of Your Productivity" by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. This is definitely something I'm struggling with. If you listen to the last few episodes, I mentioned how crazy my sleep schedule has been, and I kind of went back to normal human sleep times. A bit cold turkey, which is not fun and has made my head really wacky. So yeah, these tips are definitely helpful for me. And now you probably noticed that there are no ads in this show. This podcast does lose money every month because of that. I also don't have any products to sell it to you at this time, so the only way I'm able to offset some of the costs is through some very generous patrons of the show. If you want to help out, you can visit oldpodcast.com/support to see how you can help either financially or otherwise. And I'll greatly appreciate it. So again, you can go to oldpodcast.com/support or just oldpodcast.com and look for the How to Help page. Or if you want to contribute, there's a Become a Patron banner there too. And that's it. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.